Right now, Florida's top educator is two steps removed from voters. The education commissioner is appointed by a board, and that board is appointed by the governor. But lawmakers are considering a bill that would make education commissioner a statewide elected position on the cabinet. Bobby O'Brien reports.
The grassroots movement to stop Common Core standards was a sign to State Representative Debbie Mayfield that the State Education Commissioner is not in touch with parents.
We have gotten away from the fact of who these children belong to, and they belong to their parents. So their parents should be the ones making decisions as to the direction of the education that they've been given.
Mayfield says parents should have the power to directly choose the state's top educator and is co-sponsoring a bill that takes the appointment power away from the governor.
This does not have to be signed by the governor. This is a House joint resolution. If it's passed out of the House, it's passed out of the Senate, it goes to the Secretary of State to be prepared to put on the ballot in 2016.
Mayfield says education is Florida's second largest budget expense and should be controlled by an elected cabinet-level official. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.